WGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
What's going on out there? Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson are filling in for Damon Bruce. We got another hour to go. Damon will be back tomorrow in his usual time slot, 3 to 7. Guru and I will go back to 10 to noon. And I believe, Gianna, you will remain here.
I will wait
for your partner, Damon,
yes,
to come back.
I will be
Are you excited?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's been so much fun hanging out with you guys.
It has, hasn't
it? Yeah, no, it really truly has.
We've traveled. We've been on Oracle.
We've had a field trip.
I think
it's good stuff.
I really do think, Guru and I are the best guys at the station. Just the nicest guys, the most well-liked, and just the funnest. That's what I think. What do you think?
Wow.
I'm blown away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if you took a survey of our workplace and said, who do you like to spend time with the most?
Like hang out with, have a beer, chill.
Yeah. I think it'd be me, one, and Guru, 1A.
Well, Lowe.
Okay.
Joe Dibbs.
Lowe doesn't drink
Papa
right
Bonte.
Anymore.
You don't have to drink.
Yeah, you should.
Wow. So drinking is a prequel.
I definitely say you guys are in the top
qualification.
Top three.
Top three,
Thank you. Thank you.
Top three.
All right. When we talked to David West 2 hours ago, approximately, and David West, of course, a two-time NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors, and an all-star over the course of his career, and we want to replay that right now. So here it is. Here's an interview with David West that we just did. Former Warrior David West joining us. He's a two-time NBA champion. All right, so at the parade last year, you created a mystery, a big mystery that went unsolved for a few months. And then I guess you dropped dime and said, you know, what the Warriors had gone through involved a meningitis scare. That can't be it. Come on, there's got to be more to it.
No, so I never actually said that. What I said was that we did have a major health scare, but my point of that comment was, to take away this idea that somehow an NBA season or our journey had been easy. We had been getting hit with that the last month of the season or so. It was just easy. Everything was easy. Was this year easier? And it absolutely wasn't. And, every NBA locker room is different. Every environment is intense. It's tough. And things happen. You know, we were able to just manage it, in a way that allowed us to get through and come out with another championship.
David, speaking of things happening, a lot of people reacted to your two former teammates, Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, about a month ago, having a blow up in Los Angeles. And you had mentioned, being the leader that you are, that if you were a part of the team, that wouldn't have happened. Can you kind of walk us through on how you would have prevented that?
Yeah, I mean, I watched that game, and I just thought the huddle was too loose. You've got to be able to, I think you got to be able to cut those things out in about between 3 to 5 seconds. So you let a guy say what he's got to say, and then you got to, you can't allow guys to go on. You can't allow things to fester and build. So, my instinct is always to jump in between, to sort of, get guys back settled. And, that incident, it happened at the wrong time. The huddle wasn't tight enough. And then obviously things spilled over into the locker room.
Well, let me ask you this, David. When you saw that happen, were you surprised?
Yeah, I was.
Really?
I was. I was, because, again, it's a championship, experience, caliber team. Those guys know how to handle themselves. And, that type of emotion is always there. It's up to the group to make sure it doesn't spill over.
David, can you talk to us about Draymond Green? I'm telling my partner here, he is their heart and soul. And I feel like on some nights, he's alone with that, having you gone now. Can you talk to us on what type of player Draymond Green is?
Yeah, well, Draymond's a very unique talent because, he works to make the right play. He believes his ability to make the right play. Some of the things that he does aren't necessarily trackable by statistics, but obviously his impact and his instincts on defense, you know, championship caliber instincts. And he's a great player because of that. But he also needs to play on that edge. You know, he's got to play right on that line of aggression and, you know, getting under people's skin, being, you know, physically aggressive, aggressively attacking the basketball, and then pushing the pace, you know, and putting pressure on teams to stop their pace and his ability to push the pace in transition and find shooters. So he's unique, but again, he needs, you know, he needs people around him to make sure that, you know, he maintains his steady and his focus. And, you know, he's going to work himself, you know, into form. He knows how to do it. He's a pro. He's one of the best players in the game. And he's a guy who knows how to will his team to win, you know, and get them in winning situations.
Two-time NBA champion David West joining Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson. You know, I'm looking at the big four players, Draymond, Steph, Clay, Durant. They're all different. They fit together on the court incredibly well. But is there a leadership issue there? Because they're all, you know, they're all great guys, but there's, do they have a leader on this team?
Yeah, you know, these guys lead by committee. I mean, it's always been a group effort. There's never been one guy. You know, Steph is still the head honcho in terms of the direction of the group. And the group goes as he goes. And he knows how to manage that group in that locker room. You know, people don't realize, I mean, when he went out, and, you know, obviously when he gets hurt and he's not in the lineup, it changes everything. So, you know, when he's in the lineup and he's in the locker room healthy, he knows how to manage and handle it. Now, he's not somebody that's going to be demonstrative and, you know, be blowing up and fussing people out, but he is going to, you know, make sure he's communicating with everybody, and he's going to get the team, you know, motivated to play and be ready to go. And again, these guys are professionals. They all, you know, have the pedigree. Again, it's always been sort of the group, you know, a group approach. There was no singular leader. I don't think you can have a singular leader in terms of, you know, a basketball team. You know, you got guys who lead in different ways, and I think they're a unique group in the sense that, or they're not any different in terms of, you know, how other teams work.
David, as you know, DeMarcus Cousins is out, and nights like last night against the Raptors, some nights the Warriors look small. I know you're retired, David, but people have been clamoring and asking, could David West ever come back if the Warriors called him? Do you get that itch?
No. I watched the game last night. That was rough on the West. You know, Toronto is one of the few teams where they have the size. And then not only do they have the size, but those guys with size have the ability to do a pretty decent job of keeping guys in front. And, but they also can make you pay on the other end offensively, which is tough. I think that, you know, again, the team's got to figure out, they got to fight a little bit more, be a little bit more scrappy, particularly when they're facing teams like Toronto, you know, and got to figure out ways to get guys open. You know, it's going to be the biggest challenge, you know, right? Everybody has been able to adjust and make adjustments toward the Warriors for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And so, you know, you're going to get teams that are built a certain way that sometimes are going to, you know, be a little difficult for the Warriors to handle. But I think, again, over the long haul, you know, as the year wears on, you know, they start getting their playoff legs. Obviously, health is going to be a big issue, but I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be fine. I think they're going through what everybody expected them to go through. Like, you know, these seasons aren't easy. They've been doing it, you know, for a long time, and they're going to find a way.
So the Warriors, Damian Jones obviously was a starting center. He's gotten hurt. He looks like he's going to miss the entire year. Cousins is coming off an Achilles. Jordan Bell's still pretty young. Looney's doing a nice job, but he's undersized. You're telling me that if Bob Myers gave you a call in February and said, we need your veteran presence and we need your toughness, you're going to tell him to pound sand?
I would tell him I'm completely unprepared.
Are you like are you in good shape right now or no?
I mean, I'm always in relatively good shape, but I'm nowhere near playing the NBA shape at this moment.
Well, you can get out of shape that fast, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a mindset thing too. You got to be prepared mentally. to deal with that level, you know?
Right.
David, I don't know if you're a gambler, but if I were to give you $1 million and have you look in your crystal ball and I ask you, you're in your, you know, deep in your gut, do you believe Kevin Durant is back here with the Golden State Warriors next season? How would you answer that?
I would say Kevin Durant is back with the Warriors next season.
Bam!
Yeah.
How come?
I think KD's comfortable here. Obviously, I think it's going to things may change depending on how the year ends up, but I think he likes the area. I think going to San Francisco fits, you know, it's a nice city. You know, this area fits him. You know, he's comfortable here. It's just my opinion. I don't think he's going anywhere.
David, you made it clear at the end of your career when you went to San Antonio and then came here that you wanted to be part of a championship team. If you had maybe won a title or two, let's say in your prime or early in your career, do you think you would have taken a different path, maybe the latter part of your career?
Yeah, I probably would have retired at like, you know, 10 or 12 years in that range.
Really?
Yeah. You know, because that, again, I think when you play basketball, I look at basketball a little bit differently than folks. I think about the entirety of, you know, how long I've literally gone fall, winter, you know, spring, summer, all basketball. And I did that for literally 30 years of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you look at it, you say, man, what do you have? You know, the thing that you remember most are the experiences and the journeys to that end. So what I felt was, you know, as I got older and then I literally got beyond 10 years, you know, my mind started to shift towards, damn, I really don't have anything that I can really, 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 really talk about. And when I say talk about, I mean, just having the knowledge and the experience of being around or being in the environment of, you know, achieving something so hard, so tough, you know, watching coaches and watching players prepare, being a part of the task management and things like that. Those are the things that interest me, and those are the things that I felt like, you know, added to me as a person. And so later in my career, that's why I wanted to experience it. Now, had I won earlier, then I probably wouldn't have played as long, you know, just because I would have had that feeling already.
Now, David, you're a champion. You know what it feels like. A lot of the fans think athletes are robots and they're supposed to be ready to go each and every night. How hard is it for these Warriors some nights to get up for games? Because, you know, the average person's like, oh, no, that's not an excuse. But can you share with us how real that is for you know, when you're on top to get ready night in and night out?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's nothing easy about professional sports. If you think about the odds, right, it's easier to win the lottery than it is to ever make the NBA. It's even, the odds are even tougher to stay. I don't think people realize 60 guys come in the NBA every single year. 60 guys don't leave, and 60 guys don't stay, meaning those 60 guys who get drafted don't necessarily ever make it in. There are immense challenges in terms of the pressure, but not only the pressure you're dealing with, the target, right? You've got the best players in the world sitting around every single night. When they come into play, you saying, if I have my best game against Steph Curry or against Kevin Durant or against Draymond or against Klay, you know, I can make a name for myself, not only on my team, but around the league, you know, and players know that. And so you deal with guys some nights where, and we experienced this a couple of years, I was with these guys, where a guy would be struggling for literally a week, 2 weeks. The night he plays against the Warriors, he looks like MJ. And then the next, you look at his game the next game, he's back to his usual self. And sometimes that dynamic is frustrating. But again, as professionals, we know it's there. We know how to deal with it. And every year, you're not going to deal with it the same. And so these guys are, you know, this year they're having to figure out how to deal with that drag, right? Having to play against, and compete against teams who they know they're not going to see in the postseason. I think people are, you know, panicking to a degree, but you look at the standings, they're second in the West. So, again, they're well within striking distance, and the guys know how to prepare themselves to gear up for that that final hill, which is the playoffs and the championship run.
Everybody says, David, you're one of the toughest players in the NBA. Is there anybody that's played that you played against in your career that you would say you were a little intimidated by?
I was never intimidated by anybody. Now, I've always, you know, been honest with myself about my own level. You know what I'm saying? I never lied to myself about how, you know, best way I can compete. There were certain guys that I knew, okay, roll the ball out there. You know, I'm going to be able to compete with him on the floor and challenge him on the stat sheet. But then there are other guys where I say, okay, you're not going to be able to compete with him on the stat sheet, but you're going to have to compete with him in a way that you make more winning plays than him. And so your team is going to end up winning this game, winning this playoff series, whereas you may not statistically be able to compete. So I was always real with myself in that regard. So I was never intimidated by anybody.
David, before I let you go, Warriors going to win it again?
Yeah, I'm picking them again. I'm picking them again.
All right.
I mean, like I said, they're second right now in the West. You know, it's going to be a tougher year. You know, obviously they're going to have to get through it and be healthy. But again, I think when it's all said and done, if they're healthy going into May, I just don't see anybody being able to beat them.
All right, well, if they're banged up, you need to make a New Year's resolution to get back in shape.
Because
it's, you know, second half of the season's buyout season.
D-West.
You know the system. You know the area. You're a fan favorite.
I hear you.
You're not going to bite, huh? Hey, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. You're very generous. And you were only here 2 years, but it was easy to tell that you're a class act, and we knew you were going to do something very important at the end of your playing days. So you're certainly doing that. Thank you very much, David. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go, David West. A couple things he said that I thought were pretty interesting. He thinks Kevin Durant's staying. See, I would, if I were a Warrior fan, that hearing David West say that would be the most encouraging thing I've heard to date. And that includes the stuff Durant said on the podcast or what anybody's reporting, because I mean, David West has spent the last 2 years with Kevin Durant.
But at the end of the day, like you said earlier, Kyrie Irving, only Kevin Durant knows what he's going to do. And, you know, I just like to take this time and tell the Bay Area, quit worrying about what we can't control, the uncontrollable. Focus on this great basketball team trying to three-peat, and don't take anything for granted. Every Warrior game, enjoy, digest of what you're watching. Get the chip. We go to the lake, parade, and then we wait to see what this young man does with the rest of his basketball career.
888-957-9570. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. Daryl the Guru Johnson and myself, and we're filling in for Damon Bruce. Gianna Franco by our side.
Mindy texted again.
Who did?
Mindy. She says she's in traffic. Great interview with David West. So this might be a thing. You know, to where she texts in, but you get mad because she don't.
What?
Remember you got mad at her earlier because she didn't call.
Oh, if you're mad.
Well, hey. You forgot.
I mean, it did. You know, I mean, I was teasing. That's what I do. He also said, I'll tell you what, I thought he would leave the door open. Yeah. A little bit to coming back. I really did.
It's still open. Who's to say it?
You're right.
Okay.
But I don't think it is.
But it's still open. They got a spot.
He said no way, though. He said he's not in basketball shape.
What does that take? What, for him, 30 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Oh, come on. He's, what, 38 now?
Well, Draymond doesn't look winded.
Well, the other thing, well, Draymond's 28.
Yeah, but. No, I'm still, you know, the game is waits for no one.
He's not coming back. You know why? Actually, of course he's not coming back.
Tell me why.
Because I asked him that if he'd gotten a title early in his career, would that have affected his plans late in his career? And he said, yeah, I would have retired earlier. So he got his two titles. Now he's retired.
But
he doesn't need to come back.
Nah, you didn't listen right.
No, you didn't listen right.
Or you didn't listen as well as I did. With what I'm about to tell you, he said it hurt him last night. It hurt him to watch that game against Toronto. So those were the tea leaves to where if it hurts, he still He's seeing his boys, you know, they're not drowning, but he knows he can help. They're missing that ingredient. Talk to me in March.
You want to bet?
Talk to me in March.
You want to bet?
Nope.
So you don't believe it. So you don't believe what you're saying.
No, we're having a conversation. Everything's not about money, Steiny.
No.
It's like you feel. Like,
who says it's about money? We could bet on a. We could bet a beer. We could bet a lunch. We could bet a gentleman's bet. It doesn't have to be about money. Gentleman's bet, just when you bet nothing.
Except, all right, let's do. I'm like that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I wish I could.
I'm sure you will.
You lose, but you don't really lose. I get it.
So, according to David West, Durant's staying, and he's not coming back. He's not coming back. What a class act he is.
He is.
Class act.
And then when Gianna added about, I forgot how soon we forget about the missus, his wife.
Leslie
doing the
West.
They are great.
Yeah, that was a very cool thing that she did. 1,000 prom dresses.
Now, do you know specifics on this?
I remember the story.
David's wife bought 1,000 prom dresses, or did people make them? Or?
Oh, no, my guess is they were donated by designers. She organized it. She got it all put together. They donated makeup,
shoes,
everything.
But the fact that you even have the thought for the unfortunate is what...
She
got all the money in the world.
She created an organization, you know, which a lot of these wives and players do. And she got 1,000 prom dresses and all this stuff to go with it for girls here in the Bay Area who couldn't afford that. And I mean, that's huge.
Do you remember your prom dress?
Yes,
Gianna?
I do. It was black, sequin, strapless, long with a slit up
all
the side.
Dark and
no, I don't remember. It had like colors. No, it had like colors down the
goth?
Front and the
you,
middle.
You were a little goth?
No, it was very
green or
it was like green. Black, but the middle part had all kinds of colors down the middle part of it. So it was really pretty.
Okay.
It was really nice. Do you remember your tux?
I remember mine.
I went with a very standard tux.
Black.
Black cummerbund.
Bow tie or?
Yeah, bow. Of course, bow tie. Okay. Yeah, bow tie. Let me tell you something. Nori Frank was digging it.
Was that your prom date?
Oh, Nori Frank, yeah.
That's the
Dynamite girl.
Well, that's cool.
Still keep in touch
still
with
her. Still friends with her?
Yeah.
I still keep
She's
in touch not. With my prom date, too. Scott Osborne.
I was just going to say.
Is that your husband?
No.
Guru?
It was my high school boyfriend.
No prom date?
I had a prom. I was a senior. My date was a freshman.
Oh, my God.
Hey, now.
Leah.
How was your tux?
It was black and green.
No
I had
way.
The green bow tie.
Dude.
Yeah.
No. Come on.
She was beautiful.
I don't doubt that.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
Cool.
I bet
what
you
are we
looked,
doing here?
I bet
yeah,
you looked
what
amazing. No, I bet you looked
doing
really good.
Here?
What the black and green? I bet you looked
what
great.
Saying, what are you,
you
saying?
You can't take a freshman to the prom if you're a senior.
I went to the prom when I was a freshman. I went
Thank
every
you.
Year
there
I was
go.
In high school.
That's all.
Every year.
I'm talking
no,
about the guy.
Fine.
I'm talking about the guy.
So a guy took me when I was a freshman.
What's the name of the guy who took you to the prom as a freshman?
What does it matter?
Because I'm going to look him up, and I'm going to try to get
You're
him on the
me,
show.
Wow.
Come on. You
well,
can't,
call Guru's prom
Oliver.
Date.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You guys
I
are
know.
In high school.
This is so innocent.
No.
What's the...
Look, everybody's shaking. You know what?
They're shaking their head.
Wait, I was going to ask a listener to tell me about Target, but... Come on now.
Like, my parents
are people
and her
on my side. Are people
Nobody
on my
even
side?
Thought like this. Wow.
888-957-9570. If you're a
changed.
Senior, you cannot take a freshman to the prom.
You're like 17 years old.
Wow.
Not as a freshman.
Well, a freshman, you're what, 14?
We're in a different
let
world.
Let me tell you
See,
something.
See, this, I shouldn't even
let me, tell you, let me tell you who's not going to the prom in ninth grade.
Who?
Grace and Mary Page Steinmetz. That's who's not going to the prom as a freshman. Are you kidding me? Come on. Here's the other thing.
I was 17.
Here's the other thing. Begs the question.
I was 17.
It depends on the kids, too.
Can we be honest?
I was a good
can
kid.
Can we be honest?
Yes.
How many seniors turned you down?
None.
Come on. It took you
Dude,
a while
I had
to whittle
to turn
down
them
in ninth
down.
Grade.
Dark Gable.
Look, 925, 925. You cannot take a freshman when you're a senior.
Why not?
It's...
You're in high school together.
You know what the
Thank
word is?
You.
You know what the word is?
And I
is?
Was an athlete. I was going to say star. I was an athlete.
Well, apparently you weren't a great star. Otherwise, you would have been taking the senior prom queen, not some freshman.
Well, maybe she's. No. I'm sure she was adorable.
And mature. Wow.
If the parents are fine with
that's
it.
All, hey,
no.
We're in a different world. This was pre-internet. What he's saying, it wasn't. Yeah, I get what's going on.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
come
that.
Come on. It would be banned if you couldn't do it, if it was bad. They would have been like, you got to go with your...
It's one
that's
of those,
how I know.
No. It's one of those things that just because you can do it doesn't mean you do it. Come on, Goo. Goo, who hurt you? Who said no?
No,
who said
I'm
no?
Telling you. Not,
what what senior cheerleader
Gable.
Said no?
Dart Gable.
All right.
I'm going to bring the picture in tomorrow. I'm going to bring my prom picture in tomorrow.
I would not even look at a picture of a ninth grader that you took to the prom.
Wow.
Well, there's probably restrictions, too. Like, I know when I went, I couldn't stay out late.
Oh, I had
to come home, and I couldn't do the whole party afterwards. As, like, when I was a senior, it was different. It was there was a lot of restrictions.
So. All right,
and the worst part is I'm feeling some type of way.
You shouldn't feel it. There's nothing wrong with what you did.
Well, no, we're in a different era now of the world.
We'll see what the Bay Area thinks next.
You're listening to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Daryl, you have torn this building apart, is what you've done. You have...
With my innocence.
You have split this office like I have never seen it been split before. You, my friend, are a divider.
I'm an innocent kid from Union City, California. They had a great time at my senior prom.
Right, but...
And there was
anything about how great a time.
Come on.
Casey just joined us.
17 and 15.
That's only 2 years apart.
That's it. That's the point. Like, who cares if she's a freshman?
Okay.
And he's a senior. It's just a couple years. It's not that big of a deal.
We're talking about prom dresses because David West's wife... donates them. That's where we start talking about the prom. We start talking about who we all went with.
We live in our glory days. Thank you, 92.
By the way, don't sleep on the fact that Gianna said, I went to the prom every year.
Wow, I did catch
Gianna.
That. Text line did, too.
Hey, good times. Good times.
So Gianna went to four proms, okay? And Guru, at his senior prom, has just said that he took a freshman.
And that's totally fine.
And why are you looking at it that way? It's innocence.
I don't know, man.
It was a long, long time ago, but well, I guess you're looking at it the creepy way, and I'm not that, you know, I'm innocent, G.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's total. I think you're just kids.
And the world was different, so there obviously nobody had a problem. There's not a rule. I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, we don't know that.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you did do something.
I'm going to bring the picture tomorrow.
You took a freshman.
What is so bad about that?
You can't do that.
And I could have took seniors. I turned people. They asked me to go.
I don't know.
You
know,
Guru was the, I was a man.
I don't know. All right. I'll tell you what. We got some. We'll go to Ray first.
Right.
We'll go to Ray first, and Ray's by the bay. Ray.
Help us out, Ray.
Ray, come on.
How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, dynamite. Right. I'm a little shaken.
Guru, I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same situation. Well, now I was in high school, of course.
Oh. You took a freshman.
I was a senior, and I took a freshman. That was my best friend's sister.
Oh, well, see, they were friends. It was a friend.
But why are you looking at not...
She was more than a friend, also.
All right, get Ray off. Get Ray off. That's.
But see, it's not that uncommon.
Thanks,
that's
Ray.
That's what I'm saying, Gianna. This guy's making it.
You know what the word
something
is?
Something it's not.
You know what the word is
what?
For that?
Yeah.
Untoward.
Untoward.
Yeah. It's untoward.
Dude, I was the man in my school.
Apparently you
Billy
weren't.
Billy D. Williams.
Apparently you weren't because you took a freshman to the prom.
Because I chose to. She was nice and she was beautiful.
Aaron in Alameda. How you doing, Aaron? This is
great show. You know, I love Guru's story, but it kind of doesn't really make sense because he was probably 18 at the beginning of the year. So when the prom came around, he's 19. And then that girl was probably 13 or 14. So by the time the prom came around, she's like 14. And he's like, you know, let's go watch To Catch a Predator after the prom. She's like, cool. And then, it's all cool. You know, you can't do that, Guru. You'd be a sex offender, man. Or they'll call it rape in California.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Why are we crazy?
I mean, I'm not even going there.
That didn't even take place.
I'm not even going there. It's all good fun. It's all good fun.
Lord.
415 says, I'm an idiot. Actually, this is a good line. He said he took a freshman every year.
Well, you only can go to two.
What do you mean? No, you can't. No, if a senior girl asks you,
and
as
I had a
freshman,
senior, Monica asked me as I was a sophomore to go to the senior.
I mean, this is kind of what I'm saying. The 408 kind of nailed it. You know, you were about to go to college. She was just out of junior.
We were at the same school.
But you're still at the same stage in life.
Are you innocent?
Because you're in high school together. Okay, maybe not the same stage, but you're still within the same group of people. You're still collectively in that group of high school students, maybe different stages. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
We had ceramic class together. Nope. I'm one of those guys that go to college and come back to the high
Mike.
School.
Fillmore, Mike, give us some perspective.
Come on now,
what do you think, Fillmore?
Well, to be honest, man, I mean, you can do that, Guru, but you definitely lost some cool points. You wasn't that cool in high school if you got to pick up a freshman to go to the senior prom. It's like, to me, it's a better look for her than it is for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, I'm going with Guru, the Daryl Johnson, okay? And then everybody else, like, well, I'm going with the prom queen, and I'm going with, you know, the number one cheerleader for the last 4 years, and you going with some freshman that no one knows with all the pimples on her face.
So when you went to the prom,
we had a great time.
You went with your senior friends, probably, right?
Yeah. And her cousin, Akiba Tripp, was in my grade.
Right,
and
of course she was.
And her, the freshman, was new to the school, so this was her first year, very pretty, and I asked her to go to the prom. And I could have asked anybody, and they would have said yes.
Why do people think I'm a hater? I mean,
because you're looking at it of what you're insinuating the creepiness of this.
Well, I'm not the only one.
No,
it's not really about that so much.
Yeah, it is. I think
it's not about,
because G had no problem with it.
Well, she went to four proms. She leads the league.
That has nothing to do with the age.
Well, but again, it's the fact that you're both still in high school. It's not like you were 20.
Innocent. Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
All right.
It happens all the time, Steiny. That's a thing.
But Gianna, he's got me feeling some type of way about it now.
Don't.
50,000 years later.
Don't. Just.
That's what I don't like.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll find somebody who.
We got a lot.
Not on the phone.
Agree with Guru.
Okay. I'll go to Lee and Vallejo. What's up, Lee? We're going to do this for another minute or two.
Steiny.
Yeah.
Hey, Steiny, this is the way I got to disagree with you, man. So I'm 52. So my cousin and I still to this day hate the fact that one of the coolest freshman girls got invited to the prom by a senior. And moreover, she never saw us the same.
She never what?
She never saw her freshman class guys the same, because in her freshman year, she got invited to the prom by a senior.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. She probably was.
Yeah.
She was probably.
She didn't have no time for the freshman. Yeah.
Right.
Here's the thing. She was a hot chick.
Nevertheless. Thank you, Lee.
So my wife just texted, our daughter Milan will not be going with the senior anywhere.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think
we're in a different world.
It's different.
That's not banned. Start looking at it through the Leave It to Beaver eyes of the life that I had in Union City. Good gosh, two people going to have a good time.
Well, what if you're like all parents are on board, right? Does it matter? Like if Gru's parents were fine with it and her parents were fine with it, what does it
this
matter?
This never even was a thing.
This
we're
is
in a
high
different
school.
World. We are in a different world. I should have kept that.
Let's go to Tim in San Jose. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So I gotta agree with Steiny. I got a 14-year-old daughter. She's a freshman, and the rule in our house is you can go to dances or date boys that are in your grade level or one above you. So I just think there's a huge difference in where a senior is at the age of 17, about to be 18. Versus where a 14-year-old, brand new kid to high school just got out of middle school is mentally. That's where I stand. Thanks for taking my call,
guys.
All
right.
And what did they say? Guys are immature. And gals
girls mature faster, it reportedly.
Steiny is hating because it wasn't him. No, I wouldn't. It just, like, that would never, it wouldn't have crossed my mind. I'm not saying, you know, I don't, I'm going to try, I'm not making a judgment, Goo.
It sounds good.
I kind of am, I guess.
But making me feel bad about my prom.
Did you have a good time?
Of course. Went, danced, ate.
See, I
came home and dropped the car back off to my parents and dropped
her home. We should probably drop this soon. Yeah. But what I'm thinking about is a ninth grade girl, like, hanging out with you and a bunch of senior girls at prom.
Her cousin was a senior in our group.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even.
And she was mature.
You didn't. How would you know she was mature? She just got to the school. You didn't even take time to get to know her.
It was her first year at the school, so she didn't just come on.
So she'd been there since September. Prom was probably like in May.
Oh, and so when did you meet her that year?
At the beginning of the year.
Yeah, did you?
My friend Akiva.
Did you? Or are you just saying that?
And I know all my friends know me. If this would have been an issue, we wouldn't have went. You know
and
what I mean?
Her cousin was part of the group.
That I believe. Yeah. That I believe.
Nobody, our world is different, so I get the kind of, your eyebrows are raised, but.
Nah, can I? Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing where it's like, I hope people know.
Yeah, come on.
I'm kind of joking around.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not that I'd ever do that, but, you know, I'm just not going to judge. All right, we come back. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. Prom? We talking prom? I got questions about Target. Target store.
Target.
I got an issue with that. And, of course, Boogie Cousins not coming back till February, according to reports. Who knows? Tell you what. We'll see what happens. Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson with you. Filling in for Damon Bruce. Gianna Franco by our side. Damon will be back tomorrow. Damon back tomorrow, 3 to 7. Guru and I will head back to our normal slot, 10 to 12. And don't forget, the Warriors play the Sacramento Kings tomorrow in Sacramento. 7 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 Warriors live show, which means at 5:50.
Here we go.
You'll have a chance. A lucky listener will have a chance to, actually, I'll say it this way. You have a chance. You have a chance to win $1,600. Be the right caller. Answer three questions correct, and boom, you get $1,600. That's the Warriors Trivia Takedown tomorrow at 5:50. You want to say something, Goo?
No, I said we should have a name for this showdown, Sac Bay Showdown, Kings against Warriors. Since both are on the...
That's not a bad idea, Sac considering Bay Showdown. They're both having pretty good years.
Well, I stole that from my guy, Phil Handy. He used to have the Sacramento High School All-Stars play the Bay Area High School All-Stars, and it was called the Sac Bay Showdown.
We could just call it that. But that's not really...
You like it, Sac Bay Showdown?
That's cool.
I'd like something a little more clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Like the I-80 Showdown? I don't...
Hey. I-80 to 880.
So, you didn't like when did Target become this monstrosity?
Target, you mean?
Because I remember Target's, you get about 8-10 aisles, and that was it. That was the Target. Now they're
huge.
It's too much.
It's not too much.
It's too much. There's too much at Target.
How is it too much?
It's too much. It's overwhelming.
One stop shop. You can get groceries. Man, you can get whatever you need.
He means what he said.
Target's overwhelming.
They stepped up their game, which I think increased the popularity. You know, because they had, like, the nicer clothes now, nicer home goods.
It looks
now
like
they have
Macy's
groceries.
In there. What's going on?
You can also get, drugstore items. Yeah.
It's just too much. I would rank in terms of the most non-manageable stores, Target, I think, it's just a close second to IKEA.
IKEA and Target, two completely different things.
That's like IKEA. I'm shocked. That's like talking about ice cream and vegetables.
You cannot go into an IKEA without getting lost.
IKEA is overwhelming. That's completely different than Target.
Oh, I think they're the same.
No.
No.
IKEA sells furniture pretty much. I mean, maybe a few other knick-knacky household things, but
I like
Target
IKEA.
Sells. I like it too, but
you just
Target
go
sells
in there
everything.
Sometimes, huh? And just chill.
It's too crowded.
You always get something when you're at IKEA.
You do.
I just love the names of the stuff. They like to put those, what is it, Swedish or Switzerland?
It's
They like to put consonants right next to each other. You know what I mean? Like the table will be called like Pafund or something.
Yeah, the Kaplan.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Odd names are, well,
okay. So anyway. Am I thinking of Walmart?
No.
Walmart's like Which Target's is bigger, competitor.
Walmart? Oh, okay.
But they don't have, I don't live near Walmart. I mean, because they don't have really any on the peninsula.
Union City has one.
Yeah.
So. It's crazy.
By the way, like I could order everything I need at Target right now and literally pick it up on my way home. Like they'll walk it out to your
what?
Car. They have, this is like a total commercial for Target unintentionally, but yeah, it's kind of a very cool feature. In like 2 hours, it's ready. And you literally pick it up, they bring it to your car.
All right.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a, I like Target better than Walmart, but.
Last time you've been in one.
A Target?
Yeah.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, I think.
Well, last Saturday?
No, a couple weeks ago. I mean, listen, I got to go. I mean, it's
some toiletries.
It's just, well, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a jacket. I got socks.
You can buy socks or jacket at IKEA.
See, that's
I got a magazine.
Yeah, yeah. See?
I got beer.
Yeah, that's right. So you're in there in 2 hours.
Oh, I don't know what I got. Yeah. I got some toiletries.
See?
I do. I tell you what, I do like to, when you get in a store like that, you can, like, I just kind of like, all right, I'm going to get my soap. I'm going to get my mouthwash. Just get it all. And then you're in your bathroom and you got it all. You know what I mean? You got your razors. By the way, razors, way too expensive.
You should use the liners.
What?
The clippers. See, I don't get much hair. I just use the.
You mean electric razor?
Yeah, the liners.
I don't know. What is a liner?
The liner?
Like the haircut, the barber, when he lines your line, the little gray Andy clipper, you know? It's dry shave. You don't need a razor and all that friction.
Like when they trim the back of my hair? Like
the smaller one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. The little liners. I just take
them. I think they might have different equipment for white people and black people.
I think that that's fair. You're right.
So you're probably more sophisticated.
But you
can
I'm looking at you. You could use it. Just you ain't got to do all that. No, fight your face. That's what shaving is. You're fighting your face.
I mean, electric razor sounds like kind of.
I got a Norelco.
Yeah, it sounds like
not a lot of brothers use electric.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How come?
They bump up, but I don't get bumps. That's why I said Dark Gable. Take pride in
California
that.
Casanova.
That's our Denzel
AKA
right
James
there.
Bond. Now I know
that's
where that came from.
A.K.A. James Bond.
That might have come from
senior year. Come on now.
Okay.
Let me leave that thing off.
I've learned so much from you two this week.
I know. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And thanks to David West. What are we at, 55?
You got a little time.
Ah, I thought it was 54. All right, we got 90 seconds.
It's getting all
How about
emotional.
Boogie Cousins? Not coming back till February. I'm sorry. That's not what I thought.
It's because of Damian Jones. You don't care. You don't want him to come back for basketball reasons.
It's got nothing to do with that.
I feel like the Damian Jones injury has you wanting him now. Like you're disappointed. The air's out the balloon.
No, I'm not disappointed.
This is serious. You got to be delicate with this.
I'm not disappointed. It felt like the timetable was going to be more quick than that. That's all. I mean, it's. Maybe we shouldn't have thought it was going to be that quick. I don't know. I thought he was coming back in early, mid-January. Mm. But it'll probably be better in the long run for the Warriors, assuming they can stay healthy until he comes back. I think the real issue is what if they need him and he's not.
That is it's getting
the
exactly.
old DeMarcus Cousins.
There we go. Which I don't think will be big fella be back.
I don't know. Those are tough injuries, but.
Teams are getting to the basket on the Warriors easy. That's all.
That's
a fact.
That's true.
All right.
There's no doubt about that. Steiny, use Harry's razors. Discount code Damon. You know what? I do. I use Harry's.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
The unit I was talking about was Andy's T Outliner. It's called Andy's. Okay. A-N-D-I-S.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, seriously now, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable. Thank you so much, Gianna. Guru.
Thank you,
as
too.
Always, yep. Love working with you. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks to Steve Kerr. Thanks to David West. Shasky and Towney are next. Thanks for listening, everybody.